Book 1, Canto 5, page 84 to page 86. All once impossible deemed could now become a natural limb of possibility, a new domain of normalcy supreme. An almighty occultist erects in space this seeming outward world which tricks the sense. He weaves his hidden threads of consciousness. He builds bodies for his shapeless energy. Out of the unformed and vacant vast, he has made his sorcery of solid images. His magic of formative number and design, the fixed, irrational links none can annul. This crisscross tangle of invisible laws, his infallible rules, his covered processes, achieve unerringly an inexplicable creation where our error carves dead frames of knowledge for a living ignorance. In her mystery's moods divorced from the Maker's laws, she too as sovereignly creates her field. Her will shaping the undetermined vasts, making a finite of infinity. She too can make an order of her caprice, as if her rash, superb wager to outvie the veiled creator's cosmic secrecies. The rapid footsteps of her fantasy, amid whose falls wonders like flowers rise, are surer than reason, defter than device, and swifter than imagination's wings. All she knew fashions by the thought and word, compels all substance by her wand of mind. Mind is a mediator divinity. Its powers can undo all nature's work. Mind can suspend or change earth's concrete law, affranchised from earth's habit's drowsy seal. The leaden grip of matter it can break, indifferent to the angry stare of death. It can immortalize a moment's work, a simple fiat of its thinking force. The casual pressure of its slight ascent can liberate the energy dumb and pent within its chambers of mysterious trance. It makes the body sleep a puissant arm. Hold still the breath, the beatings of the heart, while the unseen is found, the impossible done. Communicates without means the unspoken thought. It moves events by its bare, silent will. Acts at a distance without hands or feet, this giant ignorance, this dwarfish life. It can illumine with a prophet's sight, invoke the Bacchic rapture, the fury's goad, in our body arouse the demon or the god. Call in the omniscient and the omnipotent, awake a forgotten almightiness within. In its own plane a shining emperor, even in this rigid realm, mine can be king. The logic of its demigod idea, in the leap of a transitional moment brings surprises of creation never achieved, even by matter's strange unconscious skill. All's miracle here and can be by miracle change. This is that secret nature's edge of might, on the margin of great immaterial planes, in kingdoms of an untrammeled glory of force, where mind is master of the life and form, and soul fulfills its thoughts by its own power. She meditates upon mighty words and looks, on the unseen links that join the parted spheres. Thence to the initiate who observes her laws, she brings the light of her mysterious realms. Here where he stands, his feet on a prostrate world, his mind no more cast into matter's mold, over their bounds, in spurts of splendid strength, she carries their magician processes and the formulas of their stupendous speech, till heaven and hell become purveyors to earth, and the universe the slave of mortal will.